Our Father everlasting, the all creating one, God Almighty. Through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Oh, descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life, forever seated high. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe. Hallelujah. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Sing it again. I believe. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's lift our voices high. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. You believe that today? Hallelujah. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your everlasting love and the gift of your Son, the Christ, our Savior. We trust in you, in the resurrection and the forgiveness you offer. May we always be filled with praise for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You are the King of Kings. In Jesus' name.
Just Kings and the Lord of Lords, you are so high, highly exalted above the earth, so holy and far beyond anything we can imagine. You are set apart as the perfect, holy, worthy Lamb of God. And so we praise you. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our devotion, Lord Jesus. And so we just consecrate this entire service, Lord, over to you. Ask that your will would be done here in this room, here on earth, as it is in heaven, here within our hearts, as it is in heaven. Lord, transform us, convict us, make us more like you. And Lord, be glorified in our midst today. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. And as you being seated, the children would be dismissed at this time for Children's Church, children from kindergarten to sixth grade. And just as a reminder, they will be coming back for the conclusion of the service when we have our baptisms together. So parents, be watching for them as they would come back a little later. If you have a Bible, whether a written copy or on a phone or tablet, if you would open it to the book of Luke, to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Today, we have one message or so left in our current series on the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew. But today, we are going to take an opportunity to talk about the two ordinances of the church. And you may say, what in the world are ordinances? That sounds kind of like a like bullets or something like that, ordinance, whatever. We'll get to that and explain it in a moment. And then the great part is we're going to be celebrating those together today. But have you ever wondered,